So maybe we'll pick up where we left off. What was the last shiurim? We were discussing aspects of Yantav Shechal B'Shabbos and Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. So let's be mamshich that theme. We discussed about the roles of Takanos Rabbanan and Akira Stavra Min HaTorah. Those are things that are very, very critical. Very, very critical. That Rambam in El Chushkago, see the chance to chazer now? Perek Beis, Halacha Ches, Tes, and Yud. But, I think that's an important chiddush. There is a fascinating Rashi in Sukkah Daf Mem Gimel, where Rashi is bothered by the following, that we have cases of Gzeira D'Rabba. We just experienced Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, the first day of Sukkot on Shabbos, and we're afraid that it'll lead to Nisra of Chilul Shabbos, and therefore we don't perform the mitzvah sase. But the technical formulation of Rabba is Shema Yavirenel Daramos Rishus HaRabim. Rashi is bothered by a very, very simple kasha. What exactly is the case? A person, let's say, is in his house. He's going to pick up, let's say, Dalad Minim. He's going to take a shofar. He's going to realize here and now that there's some type of question that surfaces. And Yelech Etzel Chacham, that can result in Chilul Shabbos. So what is the act of Chilul Shabbos? So Poshub Shat, very simply. No, Rashi's kasha. He's in a Rishus HaYachid, and he's going to walk out in order to transport the lulav or the Dalad Minim elsewhere. You know what that's called? That's a malach of Hotzah. That's Hotzah. Going from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. So why is it that Rabba formulated the Takana D'Rabbanan of Shema Yavirenu D'Aramas Rishus HaRabim? That's Rashi's kasha. Rashi's kasha. Why Damas Rishus HaRabim? You don't go Daramas. You step out of your house. All of a sudden now, that's an act of Hotzah. So why is it formulated in that way? So Rashi writes two different terutz. The first terutz of Rashi, just very simply, who says that the lulav of the shofar is in Rishus HaYachid? Maybe it was placed in a karmelis or a karpa for a gina. But who says it's in Rishus HaYachid? So you're not going to violate Nisra of Hotzah. But Yeyach Etzel Chacham, Yeyach Etzel Baki, of course, then you're going to be a maver, Daramas Rishus HaRabim. Okay, so very simply, Rabbi just mentioned something that can account even for a case where it wasn't positioned Rishus HaYachid. Okay. But then Rashi writes something stunning. When he picked it up, did he have in mind to do Shal Hashem Hotzah? Certainly not. No. When he picked it up, his mindset was to go in to use it here and there. All of a sudden, a question surfaced, and nimlach. He changed his mind, and he decided to go ahead and to carry it elsewhere. Oh, so that's the sugya, the very beginning, Mesach HaShabbos. What happens if a person picks something up, and his mind is to go ahead and to take it, mizavis lazavis, within the house, then nimlach lahotzi, and all of a sudden he changes his mind and goes out, guess what? You're not going to be chayav for hotzah. Because the akir yishona has to be done, l'shem hotzah. So therefore Rashi writes, that's why Rabbah could not have described the gzeir as shema yavirenu simply in the case of hotzah, because the akir yishona was not done l'shem kach. Wow. So Tosus asks the obvious kasha, Sukkadaf Mem Gimel, and that is, okay, and what about now, Mavar Damas Rishus HaRabim? So a person goes ahead and picks up the shofar for the Dalad Minim without any intent of transporting it, and all of a sudden a question arises, and now he decides to go ahead and to take it, Rishus HaRabim, but Kirishona was not done, L'shem Mavar Damas Rishus HaRabim, so you're not going to be chayv in that case as well. I understand what's bothering Rashi. The Kirishona. But how does this answer the question? Isn't it true that what's clear of the Kirishona when it comes to Hotzah is also true when it comes to Mavadamas Rishus HaRabim? Why wouldn't think that there's any distinction in any shape or form? Well, so that's something critical. So what exactly is Pshat? Pshat in Rashi. So Pashur Pshat, you see, according to Rashi, is studying Chiddush, right? When you learn the Sugyas of Hotzah and Shabbos, right? And that's the following. That seemingly there's a fundamental difference between the role of Akira when it comes to Hotzah and the role of Akira when it comes to Mavranas Rishus HaRabim. Even though it's true when it comes to the case of Hotzah, that if a person goes ahead and picks something up, then Nimlach, he is not going to be Chayiv, that's not true when it comes to Mavranas Rishus HaRabim. That's what the Kapos Tvam writes in Sukkah Daf Mem Gimel. That really is the Shita of Rashi. That's something which is stunning then. Stunning. And in fact, if you look at the Meiri in that Sugya in Sukkah Daf Mem Gimel, the Meiri writes the following, that what exactly did he do? He picked it up in his home. That's Rishu Sayachid. And where was the Hanacha done? The Hanacha, Lechora, was done in the house of the Baki, Rishu Sayachid. So the Akir was done Rishu Sayachid. The Hanacha was done Rishu Sayachid. So of course there is no Isra of Otsa. But you know what the Chiddush is? You do a Hanacha, the Miri Rice, in Rishu Sayachid, and then you carry a Dalamos, Rishu Sarabim, and the Hanacha is done in Rishu Sayachid. For that, you're going to be Chayir from Avadamos, Rishu Sarabim. It also is a very stunning Chiddush. If that's really true, oh, that's exactly what Rabbi said, the Takana was formulated in that way. Because there is no Hanacha Rishu Sarabim, the Akir was on Rishu Sayachid, the Hanacha was on Rishu Sayachid, but it was done via the Rishu Sarabim. That's the Chiddush Meir Reis, that for that you're going to be Chayir. See, you know what you see from that? That there's such a fundamental difference between Hotza as opposed to Mavar Damos Rishu Sarabim. And that, I think, is going to be very important for what we're going to be learning in Kedushin on Daf Beis. Daf Beis and what Beis. No? Because I'll tell you the following. How do I know that Hotza is us? I know that that's true. So that's something which is unusual. No? You know what the answer is? Psukim. Psukim. Take a look at the Tosfos and Shabbos Beis and Aleph. How do I know this of Hotza? Ayetz Eishmim Komo, Vayikalei Ha'amei Havi, two psukim. Tosef Hotza is us. Tosfos points out that's a very great Kiddush. Since when do you need a pasuk to tell you that something is a malacha on Shabbos? We know something is a malacha on Shabbos because of sugi on Shabbos, memtes. No, Bava Kama Daf Beis. More people are familiar with Bava Kama Daf Beis. No, ach dami mishkan chashiva kari leyav. It's a sugi on Shabbos and Daf Tzadivav, and the sugi earlier and Daf memtes that mishkan. Right? That serves as the basis. So therefore, you don't need a pasuk. You don't need a pasuk. In fact, if there is a pasuk, there's a kasha. No, why do you need a pasuk to tell you malacha? There's no pasuk for borer. There's no pasuk for ose batinirin. Like, why do you need a pasuk? So Tosfos points out that's very unusual. And what is hachnasa? Not so clear. But Tosfos points out hachnasa is a tolda. Tosfos Shabbos Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Hachnasa is a tolda. That sounds mafurish in the Gemara on Shabbos and Daf Tzadivav Mabeis. Otsa is an av, hachnas is a tolda. That's the introduction to Bava Kama Daf Beis. Amai kari lev, my kari le tolda. What's the difference? But the Gemara's example is that Otsa is an av, hachnas is a tolda. So at least the Gemara references, and how do you know that hachnas is asa? You know what's difficult about that? Mishkan. Him helu asakrashi me karkala gala. Mishkan, wow, that's also very unusual. The Av Malacha requires the Pasuk, and the Tod of Hachnasa requires Mishkan. That goes against all the rules of Shabbos, no? That's what leads the Reed to assume that Hotza is very different. Hotza is a Malacha Girua, it's a deficient Malacha, and the normal Makoros for Malacha Shabbos don't apply to Hotza. You need a Pasuk for the Av, you need a Mishkan for Tolda. When it comes to everything else, Mishkan is Av, and told is something that in some shape or form, Malachas Machsheves, the Tzura Samalacha, resembles love. But that's not true when it comes to Hotza. And how do you know Mavar Damos Rishu Sarabim? How do you know that? As Atosis points out, that's Halacha Moshe Misinai. That's Ilchasa. Wow. So Hotza is found in the Pasuk, Hachnas is found in Mishkan, and now Mavar Damos Rishu Sarabim is Halacha Moshe Misinai. Halacha Moshe Misinai. Okay? So I ask you the following question. When you have something like that, you have a pasuk, Hotza, for example, and you have Hilchasa, Halacha Moshe Misinai, Mavna Sushu Sarabim. What is the relationship exactly between that which is Mefurish Bekra and the Halacha Moshe Misinai? How tight is that link? So I would start with the following. And when you look in the Sugya, Kedushin Daf Lamed Ches, there the Gemara discusses Orla Schutz Laretz. That's why it's going to be so important for Kedushin Daf Beis and Beis, the Tosus, no? Orla Schutz Laretz. Orla Schutz Laretz, the Gemara says, is a Din D'Araisa, but it's a Halacha Moshe Misinai. Kedushin Daf Lamed Ches. So take a look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Machalos Asuros, Perek Yud of Hilchos Machalos Asuros. Here, the Rambam writes, Stani Chidushim, and the Chidushim Rambam are against the Gaonim. Does Oral apply in Chutz Laretz? You know what the answer is? Absolutely yes. Absolutely yes. Salach Mosh Misinai. What about Revai? What about Revai? The Rambam writes no. Orly yes, and Revai no. Sounds so unusual. And the Rambam quotes the Gona that disagree. Like, absolutely not. If there's Orla, there's Revai. Not only is there Orla in Chutz Laretz, there's Revai in Chutz Laretz. Well, what's true of Orla is true of Revai. And the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam disagrees. I'll tell you another machlokas that I'm on the Goni. Is there malchus on Orla and Chutz Laretz? The Rambam writes no, and the Gonim assume yes. Wow. So two different issues, Revai and malchus, Revai and malchus. And you know what? Maybe these are not two independent issues. Maybe this is really exactly Haba Atalia. Because I'll tell you the following. Whenever you learn any case which is halacha Moshe Misina, that's something which is critical, you have to ask yourself the following. What is it that the halacha Moshe Misina is accomplishing? How do you understand that? And here Reb Chaim points out, this is Reb Chaim, take a look, Perek Yud of Hilchos Machalos Asuros, that there are two different types of halacha Moshe Misina. Reb Chaim doesn't exactly use these terms, but I would say the following. One is a halacha which is mifareshes, and the other is halacha which is mechadeshes. Sometimes you can have halacha Moshe Misinai, which is a chiddush davar, a chiddush, meaning it's not referenced at all in Chumash. It's not referenced at all in Chumash. It's a standalone halacha Moshe Misinai. Okay. Sometimes you can have halacha Moshe Misinai, which is very, very different, very different. You have a parsha in Chumash. I would not necessarily have interpreted the parsha this way, but the halacha Moshe Misinai tells me how to read the parsha. But at the end of the day, the halacha Moshe Misinai is an expansion; it's a pirush of the Torah Shebichsav, of the parsha itself. That's something which is very critical. So sometimes you can have halacha Moshe Misinai, which is an expansion of mefareshes. And sometimes you can have halacha Moshe Misinai, which is mechadeshes. It's something which is standalone, detached from the Torah Shebichsav. So I'll tell you the following. I'm reading the parsha of Orla, and the Torah tells me, Kisavo Laretz. It seems pretty clear to me that the parsha of Orla is talking about Orla in Eretz Yisrael. And now I have halacha Moshe Misinai that Orla applies in Chutz Laretz. Is that an independent, standalone halacha Moshe Misinai? Or to argue that, no, that's an expansion, and even more than that, a pirish of. What do I mean by a pirish of? I'll tell you the following. I would have interpreted the words ki savo laretz as where? Where does Arla apply? No, you know what Halacha Moshe tells me? Ki savo laretz means when, not where. When? You know when the Dini Arla begin? When you enter Eretz Yisrael. Where does it apply? It applies throughout the entire world. But the Halacha Moshe Misinai is teaching me at the Bir Hakra, that is Mefareshes, as opposed to arguing this is something which is independent, standalone, as Halacha, which is Mechadeshes. Oh, so I'll tell you then this, Reb Chaim writes. If it's Halacha Mefareshes, that means at the end of the day, whatever is written, the Parsha applies, Ben Beretz Yisrael, Ben Mechutz Laretz. And if the parsha mentions not only Orla, but it mentions Revai, then Revai is going to apply in Chutz Laretz as well. That's the shita of the Gaonim, that not only Orla, but Revai applies even in Chutz Laretz as well. But if you're going to argue that no, that the parsha clearly is only speaking about Orla Saretz Yisrael, and this is a standalone, independent Halacha Moshe Misinai, if Halacha Moshe Misinai is Orla, then I would say Orla yes and Revai no. You can't necessarily assume, well, if it applies to Arla, it obviously applies to Revai as well. That's a pretty fundamental machlokes. Where the Rambam writes, Halacha Moshe Misinai v'Aretz Chutz Laretz is mechadeshes, as opposed to the Gaon that assumes it's mefareshes. And I'll tell you the following. In order to get Malkus Daraisa, what do you need? One thing is clear. No? You need a lav that's mafurish bakra. No? You need a lav which is mafurish bakra. That means you have to have a pasuk that creates the iser, and the pasuk has to use the terms lo, hishomer, pen, or al. One of those four terms. Sometimes the Torah tells you don't do this, but it's phrased as an essay. That's a lav haba mechal essay. That's an iser essay. There's no malchus. There's no malchus. In order to have malchus, you have to have a lo, hishomer, pen, or al. So I'll ask you the following. Arla, schutzlar, it's halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai. So the Rambam sheet is, there's no malchus on halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai. How can the Gaonim disagree and say that there's malchus on halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai? You know what the answer is? This halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai is mefareshes. Here, plug Arla schutzlar into the parsha. And of course, the Isurim of Arla and Ravai are mefurish, mefurish bakra, mefurish bakra. So whether there's Ravai and Chutz Laretz, and whether there's Malkus for Las Chutz Laretz, that Reb Chaim writes is Lashitase. The Rambam who assumes Mechadeshes, and the Gonim that assume it's Mefareshes. That's very important. So I'll tell you, this is a Yisod. Whenever you learn any Sugi of Halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai, you have to ask yourself, is it model A, is it model B? Because even the Rambam has examples of both, examples of both. I'll tell you like a stunning example. You look in Maseches Sanhedrin, the Chav Beis. The Gemara says if a Kohen is an Orel, he's not allowed to do Avodah. He doesn't have a Bris Milah. And a Kohen, Orel Sha'avah, the Avodah is Mechuleles. How do you know that that's true? There's no Pasuk in Chumash. There's no Pasuk in Chumash. The Gemara says it's a Pasuk in Yechezkel. Yeah, the Gemara says a Pasuk in Yechezkel. What do you mean? Divrei Kabbalah? No, the Gemara says Hilchus Gemirla. It's Halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai that a Kohen who's an Arl cannot do Avodah, and it was redacted. Yechezkel redacted it, but it's Halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai. Halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai that a Kohen who is an Arl cannot do Avodah. Okay, so that's Sanhedrin Daf Chav Beis. You jump toward the end of this Masechta. No, Sanhedrin Daf Pei Dalid. Rashi writes there's no Malkus. If a Kohen Orel does Avodah, there's no Malkus, because you don't get Malkus on Halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai. So if this is a Halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai, it's referenced in Yechezkel, but it's a Halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai. There's no Malkus on Halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai. Rashi's Mefurish. Sanhedrin Daf Pei Dalet. You know who disagrees? The Rambam. The Rambam disagrees. And that's like pretty stunning, no? The Rambam in Perek Vav Hilchos Bias HaMikdash writes that a Kohen who's an Orel Sha'avad Loke, there's Malkus Daraisa. There's Malkus Daraisa. The Rambam who writes in Aras Chutz Laretz, there's no Malkus. The Rambam writes there's Malkus for a Kohen Orel Sha'avad. No, it's not a stira. Because you have to ask yourself, what is the model of Halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai? Is it this or is it that? I have two different models. One is Mechadeshes, one is Mefareshes. Orel Aras Chutz Laretz, according to the Rambam, is Mechadeshes. What about a case of a Kohen who's an Orel? What about a case of a Kohen Orel? So I'll tell you, you have to be sumedayik in the words of the Rambam. When you look in that Rambam, Perek Vav Vayis HaMikdash, the Rambam writes, a Kohen Orel Sha'avad is loke. Why? Why is that true? The Rambam writes the following. You ready for this? Kizar. Kizar Sha'avad. Ooh. Kizar Sha'avad. You know what that means? The Rambam understood that Bris Milah is not just a mitzvah. Bris Milah is a makadesh. It's a knis labris, a makadesh, no? Makadesh. A Kohen who is an Orel doesn't have a kedushas Kohen. La'avoda. He doesn't have a full kedusha. So the Rambam writes that, you know what? When a Kohen who's an Orel goes ahead and does avoda, it's as though a non-Kohen, that's a lav which is mafurish bakra. And for that, there's Malkus Daraisa. But in a word, you know what the Rambam is adding by telling you Kizar Sha'avad? It's Halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai, which is Mefareshes. I would have thought this is a standalone Halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai. The Rambam says, no, it's an expansion. An expansion of what? An expansion of the parsha of Azar, Zar Sha'avad. I'll give you another example of Azar Sha'avad. Now, there's a twofold machlokas, the Rambam and the Bahag, and Sefer Mitzvos, regarding Big Day Kohuna. Regarding Big Day Kohuna. The Rambam has a mitzvah. That's mitzvah Lamed Gimel of the Vishas Big Day Kohuna. And the Bahag does not. The Ramban writes very simply, there's no mitzvah of Levisha's Big Day Kuna. Big Day Kuna is just a Hechsher mitzvah. A Hechsher mitzvah. The coin has to be Machshir Satsma, La Avoda. But the Rambam has a separate mitzvah, Levisha's Big Day Kuna. Theme for another shir. But I'll tell you the flip side. What about an Isser Mechusser Begadim? In Isser Mechusser, so there the Bahag says yes. There's a love of Mechusser Begadim. And the Rambam doesn't have an Isser Mechusser Begadim. You go through Rambam and say for mitzvah, Rambam doesn't have an Isser Mechusser Begadim. How can you not have an Isser Mechusser Begadim? It's an Isser Daraisa. The whole Avod is Psula. You know why? Poshav Shat. You know what the Rambam understood? Rama writes this, Bizman Shibig Dein Alehen Kunasan Alehen. Ain Big Dein Alehen, Ain Kunasan Alehen. The Rama understood that if the Kohen is not wearing the Big Day Kahuna, guess what? Ain Kunasan Alehen. He doesn't have a Kedushas Kohen Lavoda. He has to have a Bris Mila, and he has to wear a Big Day Kuna. You'll get to Kedusha. Now, Nun Dalet? The Ritz writes the following Chiddush. The Big Day Kuna has this din of a Klishares. It's a din in the Ritva. Klisharis. A klisharis is mekadesh, it's tochen, no? How is Big Day Kuna a klisharis? You know what the answer is? It's mekadesh the coin. Mekadesh the coin, la avoda. Just like you have a klisharis and you put the solis in, you have a kedusha samincha, the coin goes in and wears his Big Day Kuna. So the Rambam's chiddush is there's no separate love of mechusse begadim. Mechusse begadim is considered to be dino kazar, dino kazar. The same thing is true when it comes to a Kohen who's an Arel, Dino Kazar. So I'll tell you in terms of models, it's like stunning. The Rambam has a model of Orlas Chutz Laretz, which is Alacha Mechadeshes. The Rambam has a model of Alacha Mefareshes. That's a Kohen who's an Arel. And I'll tell you, there's another example where there's a steer in the Rambam. A steer in the Rambam. Sukkos, no? Nisa Chamayim. Nisa Chamayim. How do you know Nisa Chamayim? How do you know Nisa Chamayim? So if we were Sukkos, you looked around a little bit now. Right, good. So that's a Sukkot Tainus and Daf Beis and Daf Gimel. So the Gemara has a Joshua Rabbi Mem Bezera. Mem Yud Mem. Mem Yud Mem. Now, look at the Karbanos. Right? Niskeyem. Unisachel Kimishpatam. Now, so guess what? You know what? Those, they're extra letters on day 2, day 6, day 7. And that spells out Mem Yud Mem. Mem Yud Mem. That's Rabbi Mesir's Joshua. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Moshe Misinai. So, Halacha Moshe Misinai. Bismil Halacha. Halacha Moshe Misinai. And Rabbi Mesir has this really nice remez, you know? Really nice remez. So I'll ask you the following. Is there a nafkamina? Whether Nisa Chamayim is Halacha Moshe Misinai or the Remez of Rabbi Mebeseira. So maybe you would just tell me, okay, it's a nice Remez, but it's a Remez. It's a Remez, no? Men Yon Men. So I'll tell you, no, they're Nafkaminas Daraisa. They're Nafkaminas Daraisa. So one Nafkamina Daraisa, something which is really stunning, there's a Rambam, like a hidden Rambam, no? Hirsh Mishnayis and Zvachim, Perek Yud Gimel. Take a look, no? The Rambam writes Mamish and Afkamina Daraisa. You ready for this? The Rambam writes the following. Let's say a person does Avoda B'chutz. Avoda B'chutz. That's an Issa Daraisa. Hala B'chutz. And there's Malkus Daraisa. A person is Menasech Mayim B'chutz. Is there Malkus Daraisa? Is there Malkus Daraisa? So you know what the Rambam writes? It depends. If Nisa Chamayim is based on Halacha Moshe Misinai, there's no Malkus in Halacha Moshe Misinai. So a person who's Menasech Mayim Bachutz is in Aloke. But the Rambam writes, if you hold like the Drash of Rimim Besera, Mem Yud Mem, that means that this is embedded in the Parshas Avoda, in Parshas Pinchas, when it speaks about the Karbanos HaRegel and Avoda. The Pasuk references Nisa Chamayim. So the Rambam writes, that's enough to argue. That's pretty stunning. That's enough to argue that there's Malkus Daraisa. There's Malkus Daraisa. So you see, according to the Rambam, I will tell you a couple of chidushim. No? Chidush number one is you see that Mem Yud Mem is not just a remez. It's not just a remez, no? But mamish, it's a drasha gemura. It's a drasha gemura. And that's enough to trigger a chiyuv of malchus. It's mufurish bakra. Wow. And now the flip side, another chiddush. And if you hold it's only halacha moshe misinai, that means it's halacha which is mechadeshes. And therefore there is no malchus. Both are chiddushim, no? If you hold it's halacha moshe misinai, there's no malchus. And if you hold the mem yod mem, there is malchus. Both are pretty critical. No? Those are two chiddushim of the Rambam. Wow. Wow. Maybe one could disagree with each chiddush. Maybe one could argue the mem yod mem is just like a remez ba'alma. And that's not really enough to say that it's kasuv b'parsha. It's just a remez ba'alma. Wow. Or maybe one could argue the opposite is true. Even if it's halacha moshe misinai, yeah, but maybe it's halacha moshe misinai, which is mifareshes. No? Why mifareshes? I'll tell you the following. Nisachim. Of course nisachim is a mefurish b'kra. The Torah speaks time and time and time again of nisachayayin, nisachayayin. Here on Sukkot, there's an important detail, no? That in addition to doing the nisachim this way, you also do this. But is it really detached from nisachim? Detached from nisachim? No, no, no. One could argue that this is halacha moshe misinai, but it's halacha mifareshes. This is part of the parshas on nisachim. With an important detail that nisachim usually is done with yayin, and here it's done additionally with mayim. Yeah, but it's rooted. And that's enough. So maybe one could argue, get malchus d'oraisa, even if it's halacha moshe misinai. Well, that's pretty possible, no? Who in the world would say such a thing? So you ready for this? The Rambam. The Rambam writes this. In Perek Yittes, if ochos maisa karbanos. The Rambam writes, if you're menaseich mayim b'chutz, you get malchus d'oraisa. Even though it's halacha moshe misinai. Yeah, but it's not standalone. It's not detached. Wow. It's considered to be part of. Well, so that's how mamash, like 2 days in the Rambam. It's not so uncommon to the Rambam say one day in Pirush Mishnayis, another Yana Chazaka, but Mufurish, no? The Rambam in Zvachim Yud Gimel in Pirush Mishnayis, if you hold it's halacha moshe misinai, there's no malchus. And the Rambam Mufurish in Perek Yittes of Maaseh Karbanos, that there is malchus. There is malchus. That's like a stunning possibility. It's an important chiddush. Well, Ksam Sofer has two tshuvas, Reish Memches, Reish Memtes. Bris Mila means removal of the Or HaMila, right? And we discuss this Parshas Lech Lecha, no? But Tosus writes, you've almost have Ayin Aleph, there's a halacha moshe misinai of Priya. A Priya. It's not enough just to remove the outer layer, the Or HaMila. You also have to affect the Or HaPriya as well. And Mav lo parak yu lo mal. No? So Priya is halacha moshe misinai. So one could raise that very same issue there as well. No? To what extent is Priya smila halacha mifareshes? Or is that halacha which is mechadeshes? No. Sam Sofer writes the following. No. The Or HaMila was removed, but an insufficient amount of the Or HaPriya was removed. Tzitzin hamak v'nesa priya. So they had to go back and do it again. They had to go ahead and remove the rest of the Or HaPriya. Do you make a bracha on priya? And if you make a bracha on priya, what would the bracha be? Would it be al hamila? No? Can you make the bracha of al hamila on the Or HaPriya? That's the chuchuvas from the Chassam Sofer. Reish Memches, Reish Memtes. That's an easy simon to remember, no? Because Mila is the tikkun of the Ramach Evarim, no? That was the name that was given to Avraham Avinu, Avraham, the Ramban writes. It was right after he did Bris Mila, no? Only then he was given Ramban, no? Yesterday at Baruch Hashem, I had the bris of a grandson. So I had mentioned this Ramban, Yud Zayin Daled, where the Ramban writes that, you know why the Kriyas Hashem is at Bris Mila? Because that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Avraham Avinu his name. No? Avram was given right after the Bris Milah. That's become our minhag, based on Avraham Avinu, of the Kriyas Hashem at the time of the Bris Milah. Because after all, the Bris Milah is the tikkun av, right? The Evari HaAdam of Yaakov HaGozer, right? And old seven Bris Milah. And of course, it goes Chazal, the Gematria of Avraham is Ramach, no? That's the Gematria of Avraham. The Hay was added, no? Because that was the tikkun Evari, right? So in this Shuvah, Reish Mem Ches, some Sofer writes, yeah, there's Alach HaMosh Mizinai. But the Pri is part of the Milah. And you should make a bracha of Al HaMilah on Priya. That's a fascinating deal. Another example of Halacha Moshe Sinai. So I'll tell you the following. So Maver Damras B'Shus HaRabim is Halacha Moshe Sinai. No. Hotzah, which is Mufurish B'Kra, is Hotzah. And Hachnasa, maybe an expansion. Oh, okay, a Tolda. Ramban writes, maybe it's an Av. Tosus writes, a Tolda. What about Maver Damas Rosh HaSarabim? Halacha Moshe Misinai. Halacha Moshe Misinai. Would you say that the Halacha Moshe Misinai of Maver Damas is Mechadeshes or Mefereshes? Is it an expansion of, or is it not? So that's, I think one thing is clear. When you see, for example, this sheet of Rashi, Sukkah Mem Gimel, that the Dine Hotzah are completely different between Hotzah as opposed to Maver Damas Rosh HaSarabim. The Dine Akira, very simply, that Akira has to be L'Shem Hotzah. Rashi Shita, that's only true when it comes to Hotzah HaKhnasa, but that's not true when it comes to Maver Damas Rosh HaSarabim, and that's the Gzera D'Rabba. When you picked it up, you had no intent of carrying it, and therefore there's no way in the world you can be chayiv for Hotzah, because Nimlach, because the Malachis Machsheves Hotzah is Dakir, that's the Chefzer Shemalach, no? So you see, if I were to ask you that, what is the definition of Hotzah? Does it really matter whether it travels this distance, that distance, that distance? You say, no, it's irrelevant, no? The travel span is irrelevant. You know what's really relevant? There's an Akira and there's an Anacha. That's the Tzura Samalacha. When it comes to Maver Damas Rosh HaSarabim, it's very, very different. No? The nature of the Malacha is the distance that the object is transferred. Do you need an Akira and Anacha? Well, yes. If the object is not at rest, therefore the Malacha has not yet come to an end. But Rashi assumes there's such a difference between the role of Akira and the role of Anacha, of Hotzah as opposed to Maver Damas Rosh HaSarabim. That the Gemara that tells me that, you know what, if a person intends Mizavizeh, Nimlach, that's only true when it comes to Hotzah HaKhnasa. And it's not true when it comes to Maver Damas. And that's a Rabbah formulated Halacha Moshe Misinai in that way. That's pretty stunning. Where the Meiri, you need an Akir, you need an Hanacha, the object no longer, it has to be at rest. Yeah, but the Akira can be Bershu Sayachid, and the Hanacha can be Bershu Sayachid. As long as it traveled, Damas Rishus Rabbah, for that you can be chayiv. You know what that means? That Maver Damas is fundamentally different than Hotzah. To use our terminology, I would say, you know what? Halacha Moshe Misinai of Maver Damas is Halacha Mechadeshes. Mechadeshes. And that's why Rosh Hashita. Wow. What's another option? So I'll tell you the following. You know, when you look in the Ran, you think this sounds like Drush. This is Mefurish in the Ran, Shabbos Taf Lamed Aleph and Dap Yerif. The Ran is bothered by the following. The Mishnah, Shabbos Ayin Gimel, lists Lamed Es Malachos. And what is this Malacha called? Motzi Mershus L'Rishus. Motzi Mershus L'Rishus. Why is that the language of the Malacha, Motzi Mershus L'Rishus? Oh, so the Ran writes like a beautiful biur. Well, number one, it's Hotzah. Well, of course that's Hotzah. Motzi Mershus L'Rishus. Number two, it's Hachnasa. Hachnasa also is Motzi Mershus L'Rishus. So that's why it's formulated as Motzi Mershus L'Rishus. You take an object from here to there, because here to there can be Hotzah, here to there can be Hachnasa, and then the Ram writes his bombshell. And the same thing is true when it comes to Maver Damas Rosh HaSarabim. Meaning what? The Rosh HaSarabim is not seamless. It's just one parcel of land. The Rosh HaSarabim also is divided into increments of Dal Amos. For example, we're going to learn soon, no? There's a kinyan d'alamos, no? If a person is in close proximity to an object, already if it's within his d'alamos, there are going to be certain rights because there's a tfisas hamakom. A makom can be defined as d'alamos, as d'alamos. Wow. A shir bayis is going to be d'alamos, no? That is a shir when it comes to makom. And therefore the Ran writes, the Chiddush, that you know what? So when you have an object that's here, and you transport it beyond d'alamos, that's an act of being motzim reshus to reshus. That's what the Ran writes. So that's why Rebbe used the terminology to describe hotzah as motzim reshus to reshus, because it accounts for hotzah, hachnasa, and marvanos reshus arabim. Because marvanos reshus arabim is an act of. Wow, that's a fascinating Chiddush, no? You know what I would tell you? In a word, that Chiddush the Ran sounds like halacha mefareshes. No? I wouldn't have said that carrying something in Rishus or Shrabim is going from Rishus to Rishus. The halacha Moshe Misinai tells me exactly that point. That the Rishus Shrabim is not seamless. You know what? But they're divisions. They're divisions. So if you go from this area d'alamos to that, that's like going from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Shrabim. That's called going from a Rishus to a Shus. I would tell you, according to the Ran, if that's really true, it would be very surprising for me to argue that there's a different Hagdara to the Akira of Otsah as opposed to the Akira of Mavadamas, Rishus HaRabim. But maybe it's something which should be seamless, no? So that I think is a pretty heavy issue. So when it comes to Nisach HaMayim, that's like fascinating. You know, today is in the Rambam. No? What type of halacha Moshe Misina that is? And one thing you see, according to the Rambam, is that drasha of Mem Yud Mem was not just a remez, mamish, but a drasha gemura. That Mem Yud Mem means that Nisa Chamayim is embedded in the Pasuk, and therefore a person get Malkus for being Manaseich Luchutz. Where did the Rambam get this from? That you know what, the drasha is not just a remez Bauma, but oh, it's a drasha gemura. You know what, so there is a sugi in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Gimel, where the Gemara writes the following. Several different shitas. On Shabbos, you're chayiv if you write to osios. Kosush de osios. Any to osios. The same to osios. Does it have to form a word? Does it not have to form a word? So that sugya writes the following. Let's assume a person intends to write the name Nachor, and he writes Nunches, Noach. Oh, so if you write Noach, Minachor, you're going to be Chayiv. You wrote to Osios, no Osios, spell the name Noach, no? Even though when the guy began writing the Nun, his mindset was to write more than just two letters, yeah, but Noach, Minachor is considered to be Chayiv. God, mi Godio, you're Chayiv. And you know what? The same is true of Shem Yishmuel, Shem Yishimon. A person sets out to write the name Shmuel, sets out to write the name Shimon, and he cuts short, Shin Mem. So the Gemara has the obvious kasha, no? Kuf Gimel. Noach Minachar, God Midagil, I get. Shem Yishmuel, sounds nice. Shem Yishmuel, nice name for a sefer, but not like, what do you mean that the Gemara says that the Mem that he initially intended to write was a typical mem. And he wrote a typical mem. That's shame? That's shame? If you're writing shin mem, it should be a mem sasum, not a mem pasuach. No? So how can you be chayiv? It's not the same letter. The Gemara says it is the same letter. It is the same letter. Where do you see it's the same letter? The Gemara says, Rabbi Ben Becerra. Because Rabbi Ben Becerra says, v'niskeyem unasecha kemishpatam, v'niskeyem. That's a mem sasum. And he uses it for the drush of mayim, which is the opening mem. The opening mem. So you see, according to Ben Seira, wow, that's really stunning. That's not li'kuva. Halach lamaisa. That's not li'kuva. If a person wrote a final mem instead of a regular mem, the Sefer Torah is still kosher. Vaharaya, the drush of mayim. Wow, that's something which is really stunning. Which is really stunning. You know? But that's only true if you hold like Rabbi Meir Seira. If you don't hold like Rebbe Meseira, that's not good. Guess what? We don't paskin like Rebbe Meseira. We paskin that Nisa Chamem is Halacha Moshe Misinai. It's not based on the Mem Yud Mem. And therefore, we lose that makar is to assume that, you know what? It's not ma'akev whether you have a regular mem or a mem sasum. A mem pasuach, a mem sasum is not likuva, not likuva. Well, so if we don't pass the Rebbe Meseira, that means it is likuva. Yeah, that's what the Mechaber writes. That's the Mechaber in Hilchos Tefillin. Simon Lamed Beis and Sif Yud Ches. The Mechaber writes, if a person for Tefillin, say for Torah, Mezuzah, right, was supposed to write an open mem and writes a closed mem, open mem, it's Makkah B'dievet. It's like a different letter. It's Makkah B'dievet. The Gemara says, that's against the Joshua, him and Misera. That's a heavy nafkamina. No, the Mechaber writes two chidushim. Chidush number one, you're writing a Sefer Torah, and a person was supposed to write a typical mem, and he wrote a final mem. It's possible. It's possible the way that it is. Oh, okay, so let me correct the psul. Let me correct the psul. So what's the easiest way to correct the psul? You know what? Just take a sharp edge and open it up, no? Take the mem sasum and open it up, and open it up. On the Mechaber, that also is no good. Because in order to write, Gittin Dav Chaf, you have to write, no? Ksiva. Ksiva has to be Chok Yerechos. Ksiva cannot be Chok Tochos. Chok Tochos means you can't write in relief. No? You have to create the letter. So the Mechaber writes the following Chiddush. If you write a mem, which is sasum, and you scratch it away and now it's open a bit, guess what? You didn't write a typical mem pasuach. You created a mem pasuach al yedei greira, no? That's not called kosei. That's not called kosei. Wow, that's a double chiddush the Mechaber. It's pasul as is, and if you correct it, you know what you have to do? Scratch away the whole letter and rewrite. But if all you do, you know, open it. You have to be very careful. Some people correct Sefer Torah without knowing much, no? You know, this yud is a little bit long. It looks like a vav. No problem. You know, let's just scratch away the last eighth of an inch, no? Now it looks like a yud. You know what? Yeah, but it's still puzzle. And it's going to be very hard to detect that, no? Very hard to detect that because the computer is going to think that's great, no? You know it's not good, no? Because it was written as a vav, and it was corrected through chakika, not through ksiva. No, that's like something which is pretty important, no? That's the dual chiddush of the Mechaber. We don't pass like Rebbe Meseira's drasha of Mayim, so therefore you cannot simply swap a mem pasuach from a sasum, and if you have a mem sasum which is incorrect, you cannot just open it up, and you have to rewrite the entire letter. Because that's not called kosev. Well, you know why that's also a chiddush? Because the next daf in Shabbos, kuf dalid. A person has a ches, and you know what he does on Shabbos? He scratches away at the hump of the ches, and guess what? Now he has two zions. So you know what the Gemara says? He's chayiv on Shabbos for ksiva shtei osios. That's the Gemara. Hitil gagal shel ches. The person scratches away at the top of the ches, and now, lo and behold, he has two zayins. He's chayiv for kosev. Whoa, chayiv for kosev. That's the kash of the run. No, we just got through saying that's not called kosev. How did I create these two zayins? I didn't create the two zions by writing the two zions. I created the two zions in relief. No, I scratched away at the top of the ches, and lo and behold, now I have two zions. That's our Ksabes Yosef. Now, two zions with the hump on top. So I scratched away at the hump, and guess what? Now I have two zions. So that's the kash of the run. How can we chay for Shabbos? How can we chay for Shabbos? What a kasha, no? That's the run, and that's again. Shabbos Kuf Dalet. In the terrace of the Ran is the bombshell, where the Ran writes, Shabbos is different. Because Melechus Machshavas Asfatah. Since you intended to write the two letters in this way, and he's avid machshavto, and that's what you did. So even though b'chol haTorah kula this is not called kosev, for Shabbos you're chayiv. For Shabbos you're chayiv. Wow, that's the chiddush of the Ran. You know why that's a chiddush? This is a theme like for another shir. You know why that's a chiddush? Because when you go through almost every other case in Shas, maybe every case in Shas, depends how you read the Gemaras, no? Maleches Machsheves always works in the opposite direction, no? Maleches Machsheves usually tells you that it is harder to be chayef for Shabbos than Kol HaTorah Kula. Maleches Machsheves means, like Rashi writes in Beis and Daf Yud Gimel, a Maleches Umnus. When you do something on Shabbos, it has to be a professional craft. Meaning you have to have an added level of intent, an added level of kavana. B'chol haTorah kula, no, but on Shabbos, it has to be something which is absolutely deliberate. That means it's harder to be chayiv. The bar is raised. Here, the Ran has a fascinating chiddush that, you know what? It flips the other way as well. Maleches machsheves can also mean, if that's what you intended, you're going to be chayiv on Shabbos, even though typically that would not be true. So even though, when it comes to Hilchos Tefillin or Sefer Torah Mezuzah, if I scratch away at something and the letters emerge, that's not called Kosei. But on Shabbos, it is called Kosei because of Maleches Machsheves. That's a very great Chiddush. Maleches Machsheves, Lekula, so to speak. Meaning it's easier, or Lechumri, usually you know, easier to be Chayiv. Right? But it's a basis of Chiyuv. Every other case of Maleches Machsheves. Use it another way, no? Malach Hashem Tzrich L'Gufa, or Shal Kayama, maybe Davar Shenem Yiskaven, Misasek. It means that maybe B'chol haTorah kula, yes, but on Shabbos, a heightened level, harder to be Chayiv, Like, it is L'Kima Davar, Das Davar Shabarivar. It's harder to create a Chalos, getting Kedushin, than it is to create a Chalos B'chol haTorah kula. Harder to be Chayiv. No, but the Ran writes the flip side. If that was your mindset, so you're going to be chayiv on Shabbos, even though that's not true b'chol haTorah kula. Oh, that's an important chiddush. That kind of like requires kind of, you know, a shir. You know, what are the dinim of Maleches Machsheves l'kula? What are the dinim of Maleches Machsheves, which is l'chumra? No, but that's the chiddush that the Ran writes. But the Mechaber writes that it's clear when it comes to Sefer Tevilin and Mezuzah, right? But that's not good. And it's also obvious that you can't let it remain as is, a final mem as opposed to a typical mem, because we don't paskin like that, Jerusha of Yom HaBesera. We paskin that Nisa Chamayim is Allah Chamosh Misinai. So it's like fascinating that even though the Gemara says there's a remez for Nisa Chamayim, but realize built into this remez is something which is critical. The Rambam's Nafkamin of Malkus from Manasseh Bechutz, right? And then the Gemara's Nafkamina, when it comes to a Mem Sosim as opposed to Mem Pesuach with an offshoot, right, of the Hagdar of Chok Tochos when it comes to Shabbos. There's an awful lot like Kol HaTorah Kula embedded in simply the drashos and the sources of Nisa Chamayim and Nisa Chayayim. If you want to take a look, Bava Kamet Samach, right, the Gemara discusses Ruach Misayata. Right, the Ran and Rashi, is that another example of Maleches Machsheves where indeed you could be chayiv? But typically speaking, Maleches Machsheves really works in the opposite way. Okay, Spirit Hashem, we'll stop here, and tomorrow we'll do Beis my Beis. No, we'll have to at the Havimi of the Gemara, and not at all simple, that if the Mishnah would have said Ha'ish Kona, you would really think that Ishus can be Balkarcha. Aisha Niknes means, from her perspective, a Niknes, that it means Midaitin Bakar Chala. What exactly is the role of Das Aisha when it comes to Kedushin? And this will tie in with our Tosus Arash, Vashlichus, right? We'll have to discuss that. If you haven't yet, take a look at Avnei Miluim. And the Rashba opens up a whole new world to our Sugya, you know? But the Rashba writes, it doesn't mean you're marrying a woman in Balkar Chala. There's no way in the world that Kedushin can be Chabalkar Chala. But what happens in a case of Tulu Vizavim? No? That's the Rashba. Sometimes, you know, I can just badger you, no? Every day I can ask you the same thing, same thing, same thing, same thing. It gets to a point where you'll say yes. Not because it's something you genuinely desire, but you'll say yes, simply enough already. You know, it's just not worth the headache, you know, like, you know. So sometimes we say that agav unsa gamro maknei. Sometimes they say that's full gemiras das. That's full gemiras das. Forget about the why question. Why did he say yes? But the bottom line is he really said yes. He wouldn't have under other circumstances. Okay, but under circumstances, there was really a das makne. So what happens in a case of kedushin? No? What happens in a case of kedushin? If a guy is kind of overreaching, pestering, and the woman finally says yes, is that good? Is that not good? Ooh, and then the bali yiter. What happens if the tables turn? That the guy is being pressured. The guy is being pressured. The future father-in-law, no. The guy is being pressured to do. No? And he says yes. Is that the same? Is that not the same? And is this a din d'oraisa, or is this only afkos kedushin? No? They're also listed the 2 days. No? Is this shumikra hadin? Or the sigim avasra, namches, asa shaloka hogen. Asa shaloka hogen. All right, so I'll have to take a look. Take a look at the sugya. So the Rashba opens up a whole world, right, to Yesh Koach Biyad Chacham Lakadav Min HaTorah, based on the Havamina in Maskan of Har Gemara. Now, what is Maidai talking about Karcha mean? The Rashba writes, it doesn't mean the woman says no. There's no Havamina in the world that you're married to a woman. If the woman says no, what happens if she reluctantly agrees, if she agrees under duress? Right? At what point do we assume that that element of Kfiya somehow is significant, and therefore, maybe we're going to argue that the Kedushin indeed is not Chal, either Mikar Hadin, or as an Akira Zerva Min HaTorah, maybe difference between whether he is the one who's pressured, she is pressured. So take a look at those Marmakamas.